With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than a month after the October 7th attack by terrorist group Hamas on Israel, tens of thousands of people have gathered on the National Mall in D.C. for a March for Israel. Speaking at the historic event, actress Tova Feltschuh says she and others are concerned about the spike in anti-Semitism since October 7th.
We stand here firm against global anti-Semitism. We stand here firm in confrontation of anti-Semitism here in these United States. We stand here to say enough.
Feltschuh says the anti-Semitism displayed on college campuses around the U.S. must stop. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is supporting House Speaker Mike Johnson's two-step proposal to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
With McConnell on board, it means Republicans present a unified front, putting pressure on Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer to go along. McConnell calls the bill a responsible measure that will, quote, keep the lights on and avoid a harmful lapse in federal spending, even as it gives lawmakers time to reach a compromise on the annual spending bills over the next 2 months. The bill does not include funding for Ukraine, a fact that's already drawing criticism, if not outright opposition, from some of McConnell's colleagues in the Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
A charter bus carrying students from a high school was rear-ended by a semi-truck on an eastern Ohio highway in Licking County, leaving three people dead and 18 others injured. California Governor Gavin Newsom says a stretch of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that was burned in an act of arson does not need to be demolished, repairs taking an estimated 3 to 5 weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 492 points, the NASDAQ up 318. This is SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan now preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan. This is SRN News. Marianne Trump Barry, a retired federal judge and former President Donald Trump's oldest sister, has died at age 86 at her home in New York. Until her retirement in 2019, Barry was a senior judge on the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The AAA says millions are traveling over Thanksgiving.
More of us will travel this year than last, says the AAA. 55 million travelers plus will head 50 miles or more from home for the holiday. Most of us will go by car, and here is some good news. If you're driving, you may pay less for gas than last Thanksgiving. It was $3.58 a gallon then. Today it's 22 cents cheaper, and prices have been falling. The busiest day on the roads will likely be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, says INRIX, the data provider. It recommends leaving in the morning or after 6 in the evening to avoid the traffic crush. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.